Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8 tells us that Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Daniel is a man whose life and experience touches right where we are. He's a man who's trying to live a godly life in the midst of a corrupt pagan society. Daniel's different from all of the other prophets. Jeremiah, Isaiah, and all of the other prophets are what we would term full-time Christian workers. Daniel was called into secular employment. He was a government official. But God was able to use Daniel just as much as any full-time prophet, because the power in Daniel's ministry didn't lie in his calling, but in his character. Daniel was a man of biblical convictions. He believed God's word, and he obeyed it. He didn't try to rationalize it or ignore it. He accepted it as the single authority by which to live, no matter what the circumstances or consequences might be. He was taken as a teenager from his family, yet he stood alone, and he remained true to God and to his word. Where did Daniel learn these convictions? He learned them at home. Parents, if you want to pass on to your children a purpose that's worth living for, then you need to start teaching them and passing on biblical convictions that are worth standing alone for. Spend time with your children in God's Word. Show them that the Bible is the ultimate authority for life, not Hollywood, not their teachers at school, and certainly not their peers. Could I encourage you, if you're not spending time with your family around God's Word, then you're missing out on one of the most effective ways to pass on your faith to the next generation. My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/homelifeministries.